This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Ag experts agree that a new farm bill is now unlikely until next year when the new Congress is in session. I will have more with ag economist John Newton next.
Attention!
What's with your father?
I finally got him to look at John Deere Operations Center.
You, call in air support and pass the word. We're mobilizing.
What's he saying?
We finished the north fields and the trucks are moving east.
Crop duster, over. Harvest Hawk says redeploy. Redeploy!
Take command of your farm data. Check out Operations Center at johndeere.com.
Dad!
Hit it, son. Recon East Ridge. Go, go, go!
Operations Center, only from John Deere.
Leadership elections have been held in Congress, but lawmakers have a lot of non-farm bill-related work left to complete, including the annual defense bill. John Newton is a former chief economist for Senate Ag Republicans in the American Farm Bureau, and he tells USDA Radio that there is still a lot of uncertainty for producers.
Right now, we're operating in a world without a farm bill. The one-year extension that we did expired at the end of September, so it's important to get that certainty for next spring for the crop producers looking at ARC or PLC, for the dairy farmers thinking about dairy margin coverage. Is it going to be the status quo? Are we going to do an extension, or are we going to do the much-needed enhancements?
It is time now for our featured content from BEX. Northwest Iowa BEX agronomist Eric Bartels says that fungicide applications were very beneficial in 2024.
Yeah, a lot of the fungicide applications have paid dramatically this year. You know, when we had southern rust and tar spot, and even though tar spot came in late, and southern rust is usually not a disease that we normally deal with here in Northwest Iowa, but it came in a very strong way late season. We're seeing very big responses to fungicide applications, but I would say it's not just fungicide. We've got a lot of variability out in our fields in Northwest Iowa this year. And, you know, it can come down to fungicide is one thing, but fertility, drainage, and rainfall, they're all impacting us. It's going to be an interesting year to study, and fortunately, next year we know is probably going to be different.
For more agronomic data and advice, visit BEXHybrids.com. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.